And welcome back to Mugs in the Morning on KODY, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. A big thanks once again to Mayor Dwight Livingston for joining us in the studio this morning to discuss COVID-19 a little bit and the process of hiring a new city administrator throughout COVID-19. And talk about that transition here between Mr. Hawks and Mr. Kibben here in the coming months. Your time in Tampa, service of Grease Monkey, 822, 40 degrees, on our way to a high today of 83. Grease Monkey, conveniently located on the ones. Welcome in Brandon Kelleher now, joining us to discuss his candidacy for mayor of North Platte, a paid political interview with Mr. Kelleher. And I'm sure you heard a little bit of Dwight, our current mayor, a few moments ago, talking about Mr. Kibben. You and I have talked about Mr. Kibben on the air a few times, our next city administrator.
That's right. It's always good to talk to Dwight and hear what he has to say. Sounds like he's excited about the new city administrator and looking forward to Mr. Hawks enjoying his retirement.
Much deserved, that's for sure.
That's for sure.
His much deserved retirement. So, Brandon, it's been a week since we saw you last. Saw you last Thursday here on KODY. And since then, we did air our mayoral candidate forum. And what were your thoughts on that and how that process went?
Well, I think it was nicely put together. And I really appreciate the time and effort that everyone put into putting it together, because it's not something that anything, you know, just happens magically. Folks have to work on that. And all the candidates were able to come in and record their responses. And you guys put it all together. So I think that's fantastic. And I hope the community takes the time to listen to parts of it, because it's a great way to get to know all the folks that are running for mayor, mm-hmm. and make sure that you have a good understanding of where we all stand on the important issues to the community.
Yeah, important issues to the community and a wide variety of them. One thing, too, that you've done is a lot of the issues that we talked about on that mayoral forum are issues we've talked about on the air before here, but they're also issues that if folks want to get down and to brass tacks, so to speak, with how you feel about each of these issues or how you would handle them if elected, it's pretty much all right there in black and white with your playbook.
It is, and I think that the forum being played, it has generated, I would say in the last few days, I've gotten far more questions coming in through Facebook and the website than I have in the previous 2 weeks.
Well, that's good.
I mean, I've been averaging probably four or five a day, mm-hmm. people asking me sort of very specific things. And I'm assuming that it's coming largely from that candidate debate and the other activities that are going on in the community. And I think people are just, the primary election is only about 2 weeks away now, so people are really starting to think about, you know, who am I going to vote for? Many, many ballots are out, mail-in ballots are out, and people are probably sitting down going, okay, which circle am I going to circle here? And I think that they're coming up with some questions, and they're reaching out and asking them, which is fantastic.
Yeah, that is great. You need to do your due diligence to see who you want as your next mayor and who you feel is going to do the best job. You know, we've made the analogy before. I don't know if we've made it with you or not, Brandon, but you're up for interview. You're interviewing with the citizens of North Platte for this job. And it's an interviewing process, just as an interviewing process would be done for, let's say, the city administrator for North Platte or any other job title.
It's possibly the longest interview ever.
It's a lengthy one.
Exactly.
It's a lengthy one. And for the two candidates that advance from May, it gets even longer.
Exactly. And I think that all of the candidates across the board, I know everyone appreciates being asked questions, because it shows that people are interested in what we have to say and they're engaged in the election. And every election is important. But this one has some real importance to the city of North Platte, because there are going to be so many changes, not just new mayor and new council members, but there's new people in the city administration. It's going to look a lot different a year from now than it does right now, and so people should be involved and they should be excited about it.
Mm-hmm. But change can be good. I hope Dwight doesn't mind me saying this, but even in passing this morning when he and I were talking off the air, he said change is good, and change can be good. As scary as it can be sometimes, it can be good.
Change is almost always good in the long run.
Yeah, it could be scary before, but in hindsight, it's always good. So, and it's sometimes needed. So. Now, Brandon, why should we elect you as the next mayor? What sets you apart from the candidates, and why are you a good candidate for mayor of North Platte?
Well, I think my experience at all levels of the workforce really helps give me an insight to what a lot of people need. So early in my career, I've worked for people. We spoke a couple weeks ago about, you know, I worked for TC Engineering, I worked for the sports shop, I worked for other places in our community just as the employee. Mm-hmm. And then in 1995, I and some partners started NetQuest, the area's first internet provider. And so I got to be a little bit of an entrepreneur and a small business owner for a few years there too. And then I went to work for my current employer. And so I've seen what it is to work in a large organization. organization and to help to run that organization. And that means that I have sort of the perspective of almost everybody in motion in those job roles. And each of them, I'll tell you, is distinctly different. I mean, what the employee cares about is similar to what the boss cares about, but it's not the same.
Sure.
And what the small business owner is concerned about on a day-to-day basis is not quite the same as what a large business is concerned about every day, but they're similar. And they all have different perspectives. And the reason I think that's important is because as a mayor, you have to deal with everyone in that spectrum. You have to deal with the large businesses who maybe want to come to town or the UP Railroad or the hospital or any of the entities that are large. And you have to understand how those businesses function kind of internally so you know where to go when there are issues. And as a small business owner, you've got to know who to go to when or who to go to when you have an idea. And if you've been in that place and you know where to go and you know who's going to be coming in and you know how they're going to talk or what they're going to propose, it's just you can be more helpful and you can help them execute and make businesses grow in our town, which is really what we need to do.
Yeah, and help all those businesses, like you mentioned, rather be one of the larger employers, UP, Great Plains Health, or one of the smaller business owners and employers here locally.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And that's one of the main reasons that I put together the playbook. And the playbook is the source of a lot of conversations, a lot of meetings with people, and a lot of, you know, okay, we need to do something. How would we logically approach this? And not only do you have to have a plan, but you have to be able to execute on your plan. And I think it's important that people understand the relationship between all the things that are in the playbook. I mean, we talk about economic development, we talk about jobs, we talk about tax revenue, we talk about infrastructure improvements. And how are all those things put together? Because they really put together a community, and not just North Platte. Really, every community needs to think about these things. Mm-hmm. And so if you start on the economic development end of the spectrum, we need economic development primarily to create more jobs. And whether that be economic development that improves existing businesses and causes them to grow and therefore they employ more people, or whether that's economic development in a way that brings a new company or a new entity or a new division to our community. But in order to have economic development, you've got to have a business-friendly community, because businesses have so many opportunities across the country. If you aren't easy to work with, if you don't have good land, if you don't have a workforce, if you don't have infrastructure for those businesses to come, they're just going to move to the next place.
Yep, those and are so, resources.
Right, and so that's why in the playbook I talk a lot about we have to become a inviting, business-friendly community if we want to attract more businesses to our community. And there are some things we need to do to change that, and I talk about the specifics of those in the playbook. So go out to the website and take a look if you're interested. We also have to have more workers, and several of the candidates, not just me, have talked about how we need more workers. And in order to have jobs, you've got to have workers. That's just the way it is.
Absolutely.
And when you have jobs, you need people. We just said that. You've got to have housing. And we, in terms of raw numbers, I don't think we're in too bad a shape for the housing, but the condition of a lot of our housing is not where we would want it to be, and it's unfortunately, it's not attractive to people coming from the outside community, and that's certainly not every house in North Platte, but it is a significant number of houses that need to be improved. We also have to have amenities in our community, and by amenities, I mean things to do. The default thing can't be just go to the same place you went last night and do the same thing. I mean, people just don't like to do that. We've got to have opportunities, and there's a lot that goes on in North Platte.
Mm-hmm.
I think this summer is going to be a little different probably because of the COVID-19, but in a typical year, there's a lot of things going on, and we have lots of to do in our community. But as we bring more jobs into town and we bring more people, we as a community will then have more tax revenue. And I'm not talking about raising taxes. That's not what I'm saying. But we will generate more revenue because people will be buying more things and we will have more revenue. And with that more revenue, the circle completes. We're able to keep our infrastructure. We're able to improve our infrastructure. And we're able to give more money back to economic development. And that begins the process again through the Quality Growth Fund, judicious use of TIF funds, that sort of activity. And so all those things in the playbook are related to each other, and they all complement each other. As a community, we have to work on each of them. But so much of this hinges on bringing more jobs to the community. And to do that, we have to make our community a business-friendly, inviting community, which means we need to simplify things in the city. We need to make projects get approved quickly. There's a bunch of things that we need to do, a long list, and we have to address those right out of the gate.
Mm-hmm.
Early next year in order to start moving our community in that direction.
And you mentioned that city budget a moment ago. One of those things that you want to symbolize is that city budget, obviously. We've talked about that many times. And, Brandon, one thing we've been asking some of the candidates here recently, too, is that city budget's going to be very different next year because of the COVID-19 virus. Obviously, there's still a lot of question marks and a lot up in the air with that, but is that something that you can at all prepare yourself as a candidate for mayor of North Platte for?
I believe that the City Council of North Platte right now is already looking at and talking about what changes may be needed in the budget, not only for the remainder of this year and into next year. I mean, that's a logical thing to do. They're all great, responsible people. We have a great community, so they're going to go after it, and they're going to look at that. The incoming mayor, whomever it is, me or anyone else, I think is going to be charged principally with making sure that that budget is stable and that we can rely on what's coming in. I think many of us are in the position of hoping that in the fall, a lot of the economics that have been lost or the revenues that have been lost in the last 3 months will sort of come back all in a big wave in the fall because people will be out doing things. And I believe that is, in fact, true to some extent.
Sure.
The unfortunate,
you and I are both due for haircuts.
Exactly. The unfortunate part is we don't really know. Mm-hmm. We don't really know. So I think that's why the city council, I'm sure, is already starting to have some discussions, whether publicly or just in their minds, thinking, mm-hmm. how are we going to adjust the budget to make sure that we don't have any overruns and that everyone is able to do and get the things they need to get from the city and everything stays stable. And in doing so, it's the responsible thing to do. And our community, I know we have a great community, and the community will be supportive of it, and there'll be a few decisions made that probably not everyone loves, but that's just the nature of having to be in charge, is you have to make decisions sometimes that people don't like. And it is far more important that we have a good and stable community from the budget perspective, and I know that we will going forward.
Now, Brandon, we do need to wrap up here on this interview, but if folks want to get more information on your campaign, your candidacy for mayor of North Platte, there's a lot of different ways to do so. And even while social distancing, they can contact you and communicate with you directly.
That's right. I've received a lot of messages on Facebook here in the last couple weeks, as we've talked about. That's facebook.com/BKMayor or my BK Mayor website, bkmayor.com. And remember that I'm out to create the community that our children and grandchildren want to come back to, that they have opportunities in, they have great jobs. And I think if we keep focused on that goal, we can make it happen, and it'll be a great place to live.
Absolutely. Brandon, as always, good to see you, and we appreciate the time, sir.
Thank you. Have a great day.
More coming up on Mugs in the Morning with the Chamber of Development President, CEO, Gary Pearson, next.